Good morning. It's August 9th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same name. Today's title is Love God. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Matthew 22:37. We don't generally think of love as something you do on command. Try telling a Red Sox fan to love the Yankees, or an OU Sooner to love the Texas Longhorns. Good luck. So how is anyone supposed to just love God because Jesus, i.e. God, tells you to? While that seems almost impossible to just turn on, the second part of his answer almost seems possible. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Why does the second command seem more possible than the first? Well, maybe because we have experience loving ourselves. It only gets tougher when you realize Jesus was talking about loving your neighbor, whether you like him or not. Not to mention the small sticking point clarified in the parable of the Good Samaritan, that is, that literally everyone is your neighbor. So how do you just manufacture feelings in order to love God? We can't see him. People just beginning to seek him will tell you they certainly can't hear him, or feel him, or touch him. So how on earth are we supposed to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind? Well, the best thing to do when you're not feeling it is act as though you were. The prophet Micah tells us exactly how we are to do that. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. Micah 6:8. Ask yourself, if I really did love God, how would I act? Well, first of all, you would fear God in the Hebrew sense of holding him in awe. If you hold God in awe, you will find yourself in a state of mind to obey him. If you obey God, then you will love others by serving them and putting their interests above your own. Right? Well, guess what? That's exactly what Deuteronomy 10:12 tells you to do. C.S. Lewis points out in Mere Christianity that none of us have devout feelings all the time. But that doesn't really matter. Why not? Because feelings are not what God really cares about. The love God expects is an act of will, more than an emotion. While our feelings may wax and wane, we can be assured that his love for us does not. Recall that God doesn't even remember our sins and has separated them from us as far as the east is from the west. The Hebrew word hesed permeates the Old Testament with over 248 instances. It refers to God's faithful love, favor, or grace. He says he loves us all the time. I think he means it. So we need to act like we love God all the time because loving like he wants is an act of will. When you act in a certain way, the feelings will follow. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, even if we're not feeling it from time to time. We ask that your Spirit guide us to walk humbly and obediently, remembering that God's faithful love applies to all of his creatures. And we need to remember that in our dealings with others, as a first step toward behaving in a way that leaves us more and more in love with God every day. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.